Topic 2, the rise and fall of the American economy, 1920 to 1929. When studying America during the 1920s, the powerful economic might of the country can often be overlooked or simply submerged by the more exciting topics such as prohibition and gangsters, jazz and the KKK. However, the strength of America was generated and driven by its vast economic power. In this decade, America became the wealthiest country in the world with no obvious rival. Yet, by 1930, she had hit a depression that was to have worldwide consequences. Nevertheless, in the good times, everybody seemed to have a reasonably well-paid job, and everybody seemed to have a lot of spare cash to spend. One of the reasons for this was the introduction of hire purchase, whereby you put a deposit on an item that you wanted, and paid installments on that item with interest. So, although you paid back more than the original price for the item, you did not have to make the payment in one go. Hire purchase was easy to get, and people often got into debt without any real planning for the future. In the 1920s, it just seemed to be the case that if you wanted something, then you got it, much like today, I suppose. However, simply buying something had a major economic impact. Somebody had to make what was bought. This was the era before robot technology, and most work was labour-intensive. An example, people did the work. The person who made that product would get paid, and instead of saving that money, he too would spend some of it on an item, and someone somewhere else would have to make that item, and so he would get paid, and so the cycle continued. A good example of this was the motor car industry. This industry had a massive impact on America's economy. The three big producers were Ford, Chrysler, and General Motors. A boom in the car industry came from Ford's with the legendary Model T. This was a car made by the people, for the people. Put together, piece by piece, on an assembly line, meant this car was cheap. By mass producing the Model T, the price dropped just $295 in 1928. The same car had cost $1,200 in 1909. By 1928, just about 20% of all Americans had cars. Moreover, the impact of Ford meant that others had to produce their own cheap car to compete. The benefits went to the consumer, and higher purchase made cars such as these very affordable. Furthermore, there were major spin-offs from this one industry, as 20% of all the American steel went to the car industry, 80% of all rubber, 75% of all plate glass, and 65% of all leather. 7 billion gallons of petrol were used each year, and of course, motels, garages, restaurants all sprung up, and all these outlets employed people, and these people got paid. The mass production of cars also boosted the construction industry, as more and more roads were built to cater for all the vehicles. America's economy was booming. It was not only cars that were popular, as 10 million radios had been sold by 1929, together with millions of Hoovers, fridges and telephones. By 1928, even the president, Herbert Hoover, was claiming that America had all but rid itself of poverty. The nation was fulfilling a previous president's pronouncement, "The business of America is business." Calvin Coolidge. Nevertheless, two groups did not prosper at all. Firstly, African Americans, which we've already looked at, and secondly, sharecroppers. Sharecroppers of South and Mid-America were people that rented out land from landlords or got a mortgage together to buy land to farm, like George and Lenny's dream in Of Mice and Men. When they could not afford the rent or mortgage payments, they were evicted from the land. There was such a massive boost in food production that prices tumbled as farmers desperately tried to sell their produce but failed. They couldn't sell food to Europe because of a tariff charge on importing goods, and subsequently many farmers in the Midwest lost their homes. Unmarried male farmers became the legendary hobos, men who roamed the mid-American states on trains looking for part-time work. Aside from these two groups, it appeared that everybody had money. Even factory workers and shoe shine boys on city streets. In fact, many people had spare money and were looking for something to do with it. Many people invested whatever they could on the stock market in Wall Street, New York. There were huge fortunes to be made here, and many invested money they could not afford to lose. However, the temptation was too great, as everybody knew that there was money to be made quickly. Stockbrokers were to blame, as they were happy to accept the margin to buy shares for a person. This was accepting just 10% of the cost of the shares that were to be purchased for a customer. The rest was to be collected when the price of shares went up, and they would, of course. By 1929, over 1 million people owned shares in America. Then, in October 1929, the Wall Street crash occurred. Its impact was felt worldwide. The Roaring Twenties had come to an abrupt end.